Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 31. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced as of yesterday afternoon that more than $13 million will be reinvested back into the state railways across Kansas for the train system. As KSNT News reports, that the money will be coming from the Kansas Department of Transportation's Rail Service Improvement Program, or the RSIP, helping improve railways in 16 different counties. In the press release from the governor, she said, quote, "These projects reflect the diverse needs faced by our Kansas communities and rail operators. By bolstering the state's rail network, we will promote economic opportunity throughout Kansas." Overall, KDOT said they received 22 different applications, totaling more than $33.1 million in project costs, with funding requests going above $23 million. In other news, it was an early closure day for the Inman School District after a standoff that forced the school to close after the McPherson County Sheriff's Office says that the person of interest is officially in custody. Mid-America Network News. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
As we get closer to the holiday season, there is the ongoing concern for those in the Emporia community about being displaced after numerous different jobs have closed down with the holiday resorts and the Tyson's Food meatpacking plant, as the Kansas government now says that they do have some sources and a website to try and help the displaced employees in the community. As WIBW reports, the website EmporiaOpportunity.com does help provide information to benefit workers who have been displaced, saying the website details services offered by the Flint Hills Technical College, Emporia State University, Kansas Works, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, along with the Kansas Department of Labor. They say they also have a list of community partners helping out with needs immediately, including agencies like the United Way of the Plains, the Salvation Army, the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging, Housing and Credit Counseling, along with the Kansas Legal Services. The website also lists the number of job fairs coming up, both located in person in the community, along with the virtual ones from the Kansas Works website. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the controversial economic development incentive known as the Tax Increment Financing Plan is helping rural Nebraska towns in the towns of Scribner and Lexington increase their workforce housing. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the assistance of the TIFA plans right now offer developers a cut on family costs of buying one's roughly $300,000 homes by as much as $50,000, with developers working with the plan to try to expand housing across the state. They say the TIF program will be used in multiple different communities, including even urban areas of Omaha and Lincoln as well, as they say they are looking to revamp and add mixed-income housing to the blighted North Omaha sites. As the public conversations on the expansion of the TIF programs were done with a 120-capacity hall of University of Nebraska Omaha with a seminar for the public with the plan known as But for TIF, Tools to Build Stronger Communities. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. First half, personal property taxes are due Friday, December 20th. Payments may be made at county clerk's offices and in Marshall County at any local bank location. A drop box is also available at the courthouse. Any mail-in or drop-off should include the payment stub and contact information. Please do not include cash payments. For details, contact your respective county clerk's office. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will honor Drs. Arnold Nagley and Ray Schultz with the Legacy Award at the organization's annual meeting in January. The award recognizes their visionary contributions to veterinary care and their entrepreneurial spirit, which have impacted the Marysville community and beyond. In the early 70s, Nagley, along with two other doctors, established Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Schultz joined the practice shortly after. In the mid-80s, they began offering veterinary supplies nationwide, establishing a call center, a warehouse, and pick-and-pack system ahead of the advent of modern technology. A retail outlet store was opened in Marysville in 1994. The veterinary practice has since been sold to Drs. Russ and Regina Brashears. The Valley Vet Supply website was added in 1999. Sale of the operation to an outside investment group was completed in 2021. They still have controlling shares. The public is invited to the annual meeting, which is January 11th. Tickets will be available this next week. Other awards to be announced include Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, Business Design and Beautification Award, Black Squirrel of the Year, and Outstanding Customer Service Award. Katie Toole will host a release party for Izzy the Corgi, a new book release open to the public Friday at the Yellow House Community Building at 313 C Street in Washington. The event runs 10 to 6 with hourly readings of a new book beginning 11 a.m. Katie Toole of Washington published earlier books in the series as a student at Washington County High School and now attends Dort University. Additional information available online at izzythecorgi.com. The open house Friday at the Yellow House Community Building in Washington from 10 to 6. One Marysville will host a mixer at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville Friday beginning at 5 p.m. Recognizing Lori Parks and Lori Snellings as the Wagon Wheel closes December 21st, transitioning to new ownership. They'll also be on hand Friday. The event is open to the public, no membership required. And One Marysville will host Mrs. Claus Reindeer Games, a free family-friendly event, Sunday, December 22nd from 2 to 4 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. Decorate Christmas cookies, enjoy refreshments, live reindeer will be present. Students from Marysville High School will join, offering free gift wrapping for attendees. Limit 5 presents per person. They'll have a passing game with gifts at 2:30 and offer other activities throughout the afternoon. Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. Santa's final stops at the Santa House in Marysville. Thursday evening, 5 until 7. Sunday from noon to 2. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Marvin L. Tate, age 75, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday, noon until 5, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tate. Lisa L. Stevenson, age 53, formerly of Waterville, passed away December 8th. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the New Hope Church in Marysville. Inurnment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lisa Stevenson. Timothy E. Tim Brown, age 63, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Tim Brown. Jill D. Rettig, age 83, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Jill Rettig. James G. Jim Borgerding, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service planned Saturday, 11 a.m., St. Gregory Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial to follow in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Friday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Borgerding. Dean B. Dietrich, age 89, of Greenleaf, passed away Wednesday. Graveside committal service is planned Saturday at 3 at St. Michael's Kimio Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Saturday at 9:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover, followed by a visitation until the funeral, which begins 11 a.m. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dean Dietrich. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham salad sandwich, tomato soup, celery with carrots, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, Scandinavian blend, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Staying sunny throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying sunny throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Some sunshine throughout the day on Sunday as well with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, south winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, south winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Some sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And still staying sunny throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this date 67. The average low 22 and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:42, sunset this evening at 5:07. It's 32 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
SEC turning some heads this season, and not football. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The college basketball world continues to be top-heavy with SEC schools, including five of the top seven. Then there's Oklahoma, ranked 14th, but still unbeaten.
Up top, Wolf back to Donaldson. Three-pointer for the win for Michigan. Back iron miss. Rebound battered around. It's up. It's no good. You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn. The Sooners are still undefeated. They're 11-0.
Kobe Rowland from Learfield as Oklahoma rallies from down double digits to beat Michigan. Jeremiah Fears with a four-point play with 11 seconds to go. That's the difference. Oklahoma 11-0 for the third time in 30 years. Alabama trailed North Dakota, but the Tide rallies, scores 62 in the second half, and pulls out a seven-point win. Number 11 UConn gets past Xavier in overtime, 27 consecutive home wins for the Huskies. Memphis edges Virginia 64-62. Virginia 0-4 against ranked teams this season. Last week, first-year coach Doug Gottlieb at Green Bay referred to weaker potential opponents as nobody you. Last night, his Green Bay squad lost to a D2 school. NBA back in action tonight. Full slate after being idle last night in the wake of the Bucks winning the NBA Cup. Football, the Falcons make their quarterback change. Michael Penix gets the start. Kirk Cousins to the bench.
You know, there's a standard that, you know, I have for myself, that the team has for me, that unfortunately, you know, I wasn't playing up to that standard consistently enough. And so, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, you roll with it. And now, you know, you still get ready, you know, one play away kind of a thing.
Kirk Cousins says he'll be there to support Penix, but says he still believes he can start in the NFL. Will Levis, benched in Tennessee, says he believes he can be the Titans' franchise quarterback. L.A. Bowl last night, UNLV gets its 11th win, 24-13 over Cal. Boca Raton Bowl goes to James Madison, a 10-point win over Western Kentucky.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end tonight. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Friday Night Basketball, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with Valley Heights Centralia live on FM 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Just days before Christmas, the Teamsters Union says thousands of Amazon workers will go on strike this morning. The union saying drivers and warehouse workers will walk off the job in New York, Atlanta, San Francisco, and outside Los Angeles and Chicago. The Teamsters say if your Amazon package is delayed, blame the company's insatiable greed. Amazon doesn't expect any impact on operations. The Federal Reserve slashed its benchmark interest rate for the third time this year, cutting interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. While making the announcement, Fed Chair Jerome Powell added the Fed will be more cautious regarding future rate cuts. Displeased investors drove the Dow more than 1,100 points lower. Another nationwide retailer is calling it quits. Sam Goody is closing its last two locations. The only remaining stores are in St. Clairsville, Ohio, and Medford, Oregon. Both are set to shut their doors early next year. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, honey, did you remember to look into our family's Marketplace health insurance coverage for 2025?
Marketplace insurance? Isn't that still Obamacare?
It is, but each year we need to review our plan to make sure we're getting the best coverage at the lowest price for our family.
I heard open enrollment closes January 15th, so let's get on top of that.
If this sounds like your life, you're not the only one. Reed Insurance of Marysville is here to find the best coverage for your situation. With life and work changes, it's time to look at your 2025 coverage. Contact Reed Insurance in Marysville today at 785-727-4655 and find your coverage your way.
Good Thursday morning. Sims back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell here on this Thursday day of trade, it's now officially the 19th of December. A quick recap from yesterday shows quite a bit of pressure in the grains and oil seeds. The wheat, corn, and soybean contracts were all in the red. Somewhat mixed in the livestock cattle market saw some worse for wares yesterday. December live cattle dropped 95 cents down to 191.30. February down 142 at 188.32. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. As we saw, the January contract down 47 cents at $257 per hundredweight. March was at $257.37. That was 90 cents in the red. Hogs were the light spot for the livestock yesterday. February lean hogs finished up 50 cents to $83.70. April was at $88.90. That was 85 cents higher. Into the grains and oil seeds now, here through the overnight pre-trade session, kind of following yesterday's trends. However, soybeans are starting to see a little bit of a recovery here through the overnight pre-trade session, but wheat is lower. March Kansas City wheat's down 6 at 542 and 3 quarters. May to 551 and a quarter. That's down 5.5 cents. Oats are lower, with March down 2 and a quarter at 357 and a quarter.
Into the corn market now. We see March corn down 0.75 cents to 436.5. Maize down that 0.75 cent mark as well at 443 a bushel. Slight gains for soybeans this morning, though, after consecutively lost days on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. January beans starting up a penny to 9.52¾. March to 9.54½. That's up 1¼ cents. January soybean meal unchanged at 279.50, and soy oil up 46 at 40.01. Cotton still a bit weaker. March cotton down 18 at 67.90. Quickly through the energy markets now this morning, we see crude oil down 16 cents at $70.42 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down half a cent at $1.93 a gallon. Heating oil down a penny at $2.24, though natural gas is up a dime at $3.48. Gold's down 26.20 to $26.10.30. Silver's down 80 cents at $29.61 per ounce.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. University Distinguished Professor in Agronomy Chuck Rice and his colleagues have issued a new report, Potential for U.S. Agriculture to be Greenhouse Gas Negative, that provides practical ways for operations to lower environmental impacts while remaining profitable. Rice explains the animal agriculture section of the report.
There are things like feed quality. There's work being done to look at reducing, by improving feed quality, you reduce the methane that's produced in the stomach of the livestock, the cattle. And cattle and dairy operations are the ones that come from the ruminants as far as methane release. So looking at management of the feed down the road, maybe breeding for livestock that have lower emissions. And then another part was manure management. How do you handle the manure? Post management of that manure, if it's a lagoon system, then there's a lot of methane released. So how do you manage that? And there's work already available, technologies already available to capture that methane and either use it as a fuel or convert it to CO2. Methane is about 30 times more potent than a molecule of CO2. So converting from methane to CO2 reduces that impact, but it'd be better if we could use it as a biofuel.
He discusses wind energy's place in lowering emissions.
I think Kansas is probably one of the leaders in this area. The farm in Kansas should be energy self-sufficient and actually export energy, and we're doing that now. With wind turbines on the farm, we can produce crops or graze livestock underneath those turbines and producing energy for that farm and then exporting it.
Rice shares the benefits of incorporating solar panels into an agricultural operation.
Solar is another area. There's a lot of structures on a farm, and if we put roof solar panels on top of those roofs, we can essentially eliminate the need for importing electricity into the farm and probably actually export it with agrivoltaics and that. So I think there's a huge potential, and again, that reduces the electrical demand. It depends on how you produce that electricity, but the farm has a great potential to be with renewables, an energy exporter. So again, that's a way to reduce the greenhouse gases and make it negative.
That was Chuck Rice, University Distinguished Professor in Agronomy, on how innovations in animal agriculture and energy can lead to U.S. agriculture being greenhouse gas negative. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, a dairy influence sale today. They have around 1,500 head of early consignments, including 7 Holstein steers weighing 4 to 4.5, 6 at 4 to 6, 28 weighing 4.5 to 6, 8 Holstein steers weighing 5 to 6, 10 at 5 to 6, 12 at 7.50 to 9, and 16 weighing 8.50 to 9. Herd dispersal, 27 head running age Black Angus spring calving cows, bred back Black Bull, 27 Black Bulls and heifers, 45 5- to 7-year-old black spring calving cows, 20 running-age cows with 250-pound calves. Other consignments include 20 black crossbred steers and heifers weighing 3.5 to 450, 7 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6 with 40 weighing in at 4 to 7, 50 red and black steers and heifers 4.5 to 550, 21 red and black steers 4.5 to 6, 12 red and black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6, 20 black Charlotte cross steers and heifers 5 to 650, 30 Charlotte steers and heifers weighing 5 to 650, 51 red and black heifers, 5 to 6.5. 41 red and black steers and heifers, 5 to 6.5. 130 Charlotte steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7. 45 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 47 red Angus steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 55 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 8, with a dozen weighing 6 to 7. 70 Charlotte Angus cross heifers weigh 6 to 7. 80 mostly black steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 165 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8, 50, with 10 weighing in at 7 to 8. 5 black heifers weigh 700 pounds. They're weaned and vaccinated. 65 black steers, 8 to 9. They're also weaned and vaccinated. 60 black steers, 850 to 9. 60 black yearling steers, 8.5 to 9. 65 mixed steers, 8.5 to 9. 60 crossbred steers, 950 to 1,000 pounds. And 60 black steers at 900 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They remind you they won't have a sale on Thursday the 26th. They'll be closed for Christmas. They will have a sale January 2nd. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees. And milder temps today, well above seasonal highs. The south wind surging in. Look for highs in the middle 50s ahead of another cold front Friday.
In the summer, we often hear it's not the heat, it's the humidity. That can often be true of the cold, too. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 19th, the 354th day of the year. Arctic explorer William Perry and actress Cicely Tyson were both born on this day, and the film Titanic opened in theaters on this night in 1997. We all know about the wind chill factor, an estimate of how cold air feels on our skin, but other factors can affect our perception of cold as well. Things like cloudiness, radiation intensity, and humidity. And while most of the time humidity adds to perceived warmth, that's not always the case. There is a point where moisture will make cold air feel colder. There's some consensus that 53 degrees is the pivotal temperature. Below that, dampness in the air will actually make it feel colder. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
Marshall County will not issue burn permits today due to winter dry conditions and windy conditions expected. Fire danger in the moderate to high category today.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Hutch Blue Dragons are national champions. Last night, Hutch Community College won the NJCAA Division I National Championship over Iowa Western. The Blue Dragons trailed by 14 earlier in the game, but came back to get a 28-23 win and claim the national championship trophy. It is the second time this season that Hutch has beaten Iowa Western. Will he play? Will he start? That is the question centered around Patrick Mahomes for this Saturday's game at Arrowhead Stadium against the Texans. Matt Nagy, offensive coordinator, has more answers.
We know he's a tough kid, so we understand that. But at the same point in time, you want to be smart. So I think, you know, we know our schedule this week and a little bit of a shorter week, so there's a balance there to that. But so far, you know, I think that his mindset is to do everything he can. But at the same time, you still have to be able to see how he does throughout the week.
Ring in the new year where the winners play. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. How can you make 2025 better? Cold, hard cash. Seven Clans is giving away $70,000 in cash December 31st. This New Year's Eve. Drawings begin at 12:15 p.m. and continue up to a rollover grand prize at 12:15 a.m. For entries with your Seven Clans player's card beginning on December 26th. Don't miss this epic chance to win your part of $70,000 in cash. It's a New Year's party you can't afford to miss. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk, Oklahoma. Where the winners play.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Two teams fighting for playoff spots and second place in the AFC West go at it tonight in Thursday Night Football. The Denver Broncos will travel to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, the Broncos hold a one-game lead over the Chargers. College football bowl games from last night. James Madison beat Western Kentucky 27-17 in the Boca Raton Bowl, and it was UNLV taking care of California in the Art of Sport LA Bowl. There is one bowl game tonight. It's New Orleans Bowl. It features Georgia Southern and Sam Houston. Following the 2025 Shrine Bowl in Dodge City, the Kansas Shrine Bowl plans to return to Emporia for several more years. The Shrine Bowl and Emporia State University entered into a multi-year agreement to keep the bowl in Emporia. Emporia State has hosted the Shrine Bowl six times. Emporia State also this past season hosted the 4-5 and 6A state championship games. Mid-America Network Sports.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, Max Blasky here at KNDY Radio. Jeff, Tuesday night action from around the TVL. There was a lot of out-of-league contests, including on the girls' side, Hanover picking up a win at Concordia, Valley Heights falling by two to Nemaha Central, Washington County, big win over Smith Center. We're going to start with the girls. What was a team or a game that kind of stood out from you from Tuesday night?
Well, the way that Nemaha Central, Valley Heights was in that thing until the end, playing a team that is, I believe, state-ranked in that division and just falling 2 points short, missed a couple of late free throws, and it just didn't get it done. But there are positive losses this time of year. I think this was a positive loss. It's not only that close of a game, but the way they did it shows, hey, we've still got this. It's still in us. And I don't think Valley Heights has anything to be ashamed of losing just by 2 points to Nemaha Central.
Now, not a score from Tuesday night, but some girls' school history made for the Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles last week. Sevi Wirtz, a senior at Clifton Clyde, a big part of last year's Eagles' success, scored a school record 42 points in a win for the Eagles. I think me and both, Jeff, want to give our congratulations out there to Sevi.
Oh, without a doubt. And they went down to that Harrington tournament and played very well. Sevy actually, in that game, outscored Chase County by herself 42-40.
And those Eagles off to a good start. Another team to look forward in the TVL. Always a threat over there from the west side. Now moving to the Tuesday night boys action. Centralia picks up their first win of the year. Hanover narrowly falls to Concordia by 6. Valley Heights falls Nemaha Central. Washington County down by 10 with Onega losing to Jackson Heights as well. As we look at the schedule this week, Jeff, one game tonight, Onega at Lynn. And Friday, some league schools getting started, running through the schedule. Washington County is at Hanover, before mentioned Frankfurt at Onega, out of league Flint Hills Christian at Axtell. But then the game of the week that I'm going to have on KNDY FM 95.5, Valley Heights at Centralia. And Jeff, I want to preview that one. Of course, I'm going to be over there. The girls contest is going to be exceptional. Centralia ranked inside the top five for Class 1A Division 2. Valley Heights girls, I believe, top six in 2A. And two of the best players in the league, Owen Dieters of Centralia, Ava Smith of Valley Heights, going to duke it out Friday. What else is going to be something that either of these teams need to be prepared for in an early season TVL matchup?
Well, you hit on it just a little bit, but I want to take the reverse angle to that. Because one of these players, if defenses are properly focused and properly coached, and I know they are, one, if not both of these players, could get shut down. Mm-hmm. And that means that the others around her need to play a little bit better. The question there isn't what those two players can do. It's can the complementary players, can they step up in a big way? To me, Centralia, I believe, has that edge. Mm-hmm. There are several players for the Centralia girls team that can step up if Owen Dieters is just a little bit off on the night.
As always, you can find the full TVL rundown underneath the podcast tab at kndyradio.com. For Jeff Wirtz and myself, Max Blasky, this has been the TVL Rundown. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Everyone, have a good holiday season. You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. DTVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 31. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 32.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
The stockings are hung, the cookies are baked, and now it's time for holiday magic at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville. Join us for two movies every night during Christmas break. Roar into adventure with Mufasa, the Lion King. Race into action with Sonic 3, or experience the heart of Homestead. Two shows every night and $6 matinees at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Perfect for family time during the holidays. We're making spirits bright at the Astro 3 Theater, your hometown cinema in Marysville. Please note, we are closed on Christmas Eve so we can all celebrate with our families. We'll be right back.